Vayter in Shas. We are on Sanhedrin of Lamech Ches, picking up on the top of the page, three lines down. Yehuda, last word on the line. So we spoke about the kids of Rav Chiya, and now we're going to say more about that. Yehuda v'chizkiah b'nei Rav Chiya havayasu b'sudasa kamei Rebbe. They were sitting in a meal in front of Rebbe. V'lo havi kam v'lo midi. They weren't saying anything. They were quiet. Amalus, Rebbe says to him, agru chamra adardike. Give them a lot of wine, right? Give these young boys some wine. Yehi de lemru milsa, so that they'll actually say something. They'll speak up a little bit. Kaven de ibsam, once they got a little bit, drunk, paschav arma, they started speaking and they said, Ein bein David ba, achi yichlu shnei bate avos himself. But David amela, ben David meaning Mashiach is not going to come until the two houses of the two families of Ad Sheyich, until it's finished and done, the two houses, but the avos from Israel. And who are they? Ve'eluhain, Rosh Gola Shebabav of Anasi Shebaret Israel, the Rosh Galusa that's in Bavel, and that of the Nasi V'etisol, which happens to be the family of Rebbe. And that's who they were sitting in front of. And they were quiet. Shanemar's Buzik says, V'hayu l'mikdash l'evin negev l'tzor michshol l'shnei bati Yisrael. And the Mashiach is going to be a mikdash for the Jewish people, and he's going to be a tripping stone, a michshol, and stumbling rock for those of the two, for the two houses of Israel, meaning meaning his family. Rashi says, "V'ha'yah Moshiyan Shayisol leMikdash Shayisol ve'ever Negev from Mayar Galus shemen Agefes as a Regalim ve'latzor Michshol Sela Michshola Yelashnei Bati Yisol." They're gonna fall. Amalamis Rebbe says, "Bonai Kotzim Atem Matilin LiBeinai." He says, "My children, my sons, are you putting thorns in my eyes? Like what are you doing over here? Why are you causing me such pain?" Amarlo Rebbe Chia spoke up. That's Papa. He says, "Rebbe Al Yer Beinech, don't be upset. Yayin Nitan B'Shivim Osios. We know the gematria of Yayin is 70. V'sod Nitan B'Shivim Osios, and sod secret is also 70. Nichlas Yayin gets a sod. In comes the wine. Out come the secrets. They wouldn't really want to say anything, but what do you want to do? This is just like this is what came out. They didn't want to intentionally cause you any pain, but this is what came out when they had the wine. Amar Rav Chista, Amar Marukva, Amar Lo Amar Rav Chista, Dorish Mari Bamar. He explained the following. What does it mean when it says in Sefer Daniel? Vayishkod Hashem al hara vayivyeh aleinu ki tzadik Hashem elukinu. And Hashem hastened the evil and brought it upon us because Hashem, our God, is charitable. What does that mean? Mishum the tzadik Hashem, because Hashem is a tzadik. Vayishkod Hashem al hara vayivyeh aleinu. Therefore, he made the evil come quicker and come upon us. How is that a good thing? Says Gemara, in, yep, tzedakah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, he did stuck with us, shehiktim galus tzidkiyahu, that he made the galus, the exile of tzidkiyahu, happen quicker, said it would happen, v'od galus yechonia kayamas, while the galus of yechonia was still happening at the same time. Hashem had it doubled up. Now, what's going on over here? Tichsiv, Bei Begalus Yechanya, what does it say by the Galus of Yechanya? Vehecharash v'amasker elef. And the Charash, the exiled Charash, was craftsmen, and the Masker, which is the gatekeepers, were 1,000. Charash means Kevan Sheposchen Hakol Nasu Kecherushin. Once the Talmidei Chachamim, they would go and they would speak up, they speak Torah, everyone there became a Cherush, like a deaf mute. Says Rashi, but once they were Poschen B'Torah, Kecherushim Kari Be'Acharash. Masker Kevan Sesogrim Bahalacha Shuv Ein Poschen. Masker is gatekeepers that they close. It means once they close the discussion about a certain idea of halacha, there was no one there to open it up afterwards. Rashi says Dvar Halacha Ne'alemes Man Ein Lan Poschen Ba'Acherim. No Ein La Poschen. No one else was there to actually open it up. If they weren't able to answer it, no one should be able to. V'kama Hayu. And how many great sages were there? Elef. There were 1,000 of them. So it was these great sages that taught Torah to the those that were in Galus and Galus Bavel. So when the Kadosh Baruch Hu had the Galus of Tzidkiyahu happen quick, it kept Torah going. Because what happened was, Hashem said that Nebuchadnezzar, the Golus of Nebuchadnezzar, the Jewish people, the Bavel, in two different stages, over 11, they're 11 years apart. The first one, the Torah, the Greek, Torah de Chachamim, were sent with Yechonyo, and 11 years later, all the other Yidden were sent out with Tzidkiyo. And that Mari Bar Mar was explaining over here that this tzedakah that Hashem did is by causing the second ones to leave quicker, to go into Golus quicker, so that happened only 11 years after the first one. And so Hashem brought those that didn't know Torah, the Yidden, to Bavel during the time, the lifetime of these great sages, and they were able to go to teach them, and therefore they were able to keep the Torah going. That's what Rashi says, Amir Golus Tzidkiyo, She Tzidkiyo, Shiyim Achrona, the ones that went to Golos, Bava, they wouldn't die yet. Im Yechanya, Shahi Chacham B'Torah, Vilamdu Lebnei Golah, Achronei Tarevunas. Ula Mar Shehikdem Sheishanim LeVishon VeNoshantem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he made it come earlier, the Golos, by 2 years compared to the date that we learn out from VeShonantem Ve. No shantem, that we're learning from Vino Shantem. What is this talking about? Right, this the pasuk says. In Devarim, it says that Ki solid barim ubnei barim vino shantem ba'aretz v'hishchasem asisem pesat v'haskol v'asisem v'abeinah shem l'gachal achisah. Right, when you go and you have children and grandchildren, and that's a ding. Right, children and grandchildren, right? And he was going to have been along in the land, you're going to be corrupt and make images, a likeness, and you can do evil eyes of Hashem. And the pasuk continues, I pointed heaven and earth to bear to you today, witness against you that you will surely perish quickly from the land to which you were crossing the Jordan to acquire. You shall not remain there long, for you shall be destroyed. All right, beautiful pasuk over there. So we're going to see in a moment that the gematria of Noshantem is 852. 852, saying that the Yidden would have been destroyed for their sin if they stayed in Eretz Yisrael for 852 years, from that word, v'noshantem. So when Hashem made them leave 2 years early, it was tzedakah, because it saved them from total destruction. Amar Racha Bar Yaakov, Shema Mina, Mehera Demare Alma Tamane Ma V'cham Shemitate Havu. When the word Mehera, quick, as the Pasuk says, was used by Kosh Bogom, means 852 years, because it says they'll be destroyed quickly. And according to him, he's got it in 52 years. Lefi, so that was a great thing that Kosh Baruch Hu did. They added that it was 2 years early, so it would never reach that level. Lefikach, and then the Mishnah said, and that's why man was created alone. Tana Baron, Adam Yechidi Nivra, and we play Ma, Shalo, why was the reason why he was created alone? Shalo Yehu Aminim Omim. So the heretics shouldn't say, Harbi Rishuyas B'Shamayim. There are many different powers that are in Shamayim. Each one is created. Right, each one created its own man. Therefore, only one was created, so it's not like that. It should not be the tzaddikim. We're the ones of the tzaddik. We're from the Russia. And therefore, there's no reason for us to do tshuva because there's nothing we can do about it. Rashi said to me, Russia, if ain't anu zukukin with tshuva, won't even help. Just one step earlier, one Rashi earlier, we can't do tshuva. This is a singularity, because of family. Shouldn't have families fighting with one another, saying, oh, mine was greater than yours. If you have man was created as an individual, right, alone, and still they fight, then if you created two, then much more so would they fight. Rashi says, my daddy could be your daddy. Because of the robbers and the extortionists, that's Rashi. They're going to go and grab things that belong to other people and say this land belonged to our first ancestor. Right, and why? Why do we know that? Because Umar Achshav said every Yechidi goes and becomes some people were created Yechidi and still they fight and they steal and they rob. Never would Shnayim Alchus Kamakam. Much more so if they were created as two, two people. or more. Lahagid Gilasa teaches the greatness. What does that mean? Tanu Rabbanan. Lahagid Gilasa Shamelch Mechamelch Makarz Baruch teaches the greatness of Makarz Baruch Hu. Sha'adam Tovea Kamad Batveos Bechosa Mecha, because a man can mint many coins from one mold. Vakun Tomasavas, everyone looks exactly the same. Well, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tovea Kol Adam Bechosa Shalom, Rishon Makarz Baruch Hu minted everyone from the Tovea, from the mold of the Chosim of Adam Rishon, Me'enachar Me'am Domel Chavero, and nobody looks like their friend. Everybody looks individual. Shenemar, Shenemar, whoa. Tishapik bechomer chosam v'yisyatzfu kamo levush. The human mold, the chosam, is transformed as to clay, like when they die, and they will stand up as a garment, meaning the dead. The chosam, meaning mold over here, is showing that men are made in a mold. Right? And Rashi points out that the Achim Yisasa Shadam, if a person dies, Mesape Chosam Shalo Lechomer, it just becomes like this mold, this lump of, this thing of clay. And V'yisatzvu Kumo Lavush B'tchiz Mesim, is going to get back up again B'tchiz Mesim. V'dekar Elei Chosam Shema Mina B'chosam Him Tovin, that were made with a mint. With a mold. Why is it that people's faces not separate to one another? You're supposed to see like a nice apartment, a nice woman, and say that, oh yeah, hey, Shali, this is my wife, she belongs to me. Hecker b'neim, there's no way of knowing the difference, right? So now, as the pasuk says, v'yimn v'yimana v'yimana mirishayim olda aram uzra rama tishaver, like the pasuk says in Eof, that and it will be withheld from the wicked their light, and the high arm will be broken. In other words, they're making the men's faces, by giving different faces, it breaks the Russia's ability to pull shtick. Right, Rashi says, "Class upon him." We talk kach shaluy leklass upon him dome l'shel chaverim zra rama tishabish in yachalom shaluy. It's not able to with his strong. It's not able to strong arm anyone. Tanya, to say it's the belongs to him. Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Harry Meir, Omer, b'shoshes devarim adam b'shtana mechaver. The three ways that person is different from his friend: b'kol with his voice, b'mar and how he looks, b'das and what he thinks. B'kol b'mar and mishum erva. Kol b'mar because of erva. Says Rashi, shalo yischalif leisha b'bayla lo b'yom b'pnei amar. During the daytime, you say, hey, wait, it's not my wife, it's not my husband. You can see it during the day. B'layla p'nei kol because the voice is a different voice. B'das b'pnei gazlanin. And why are our minds different? Because of the thieves and the extortionists. Rashi says, if a person knows what a person thinks, just think like, where would I hide something? And that's where you're hiding, he's going to steal it. The man was created in Erev Shabbos. Why? The meanim, right? Rashi says, the Gemara says, meanim, Rashi points out, Yomat Stukim, that Shutaf, Hayalola Kadosh Baruch Hu Ma'aseh Breishis Shutaf. The heretic shouldn't say that. The Shutaf in Ma'aseh Breishis, because if he was created first, then they would say, "Oh yeah, man helped God create everything, but made him last." So clearly, that's not the case over here. Says Rashi, Adam b'Ma'aseh Breishis, Fika Kadmi Lo Lekulam. They created it as it was. Davar Achanan Tzis She'im Tzuach Daito Alav. That if a person becomes a gaivadik, right, it literally becomes high. Omer lo yatush kadmucha ma'aseh breishis. So you could say to them, you know that a little mosquito was created before you. And what do you think is so much about Gaiva Dava? Davaracha kiddush shikonas a mitzvah miyaz, that he can go into a mitzvah right away. That mitzvah is the mitzvah of Shabbos. So goes Baruch Hu. He wanted to get the Torah. Anyway, the point is he wanted to do the mitzvah. Davaracha kiddush shikonas l'seuda miyaz, that he should go into a seuda right away. You should go into a suitor right away. That is Rashi Shimtza Kol Muchan V'Yochol Meshiachutz. Everything's ready for him, and he's just grabbing. He's just begin. Mashal Melech Masav Adam. Mashal for a king. She Bona Platrin Paltrin V'Shichalon V'Hiskin Suda. He built a palace and he got it ready and he prepared a banquet. And afterwards, he invited the guests because he has everything ready for them, and then the guests can come in.
Shenemar chachmas bunsa besa, like it says in Mishle, wisdom has built her house. Chatzfa amudea shiva, she's hewn out her seven pillars. Tavcha tivcha matzcha yena, she had prepared her meat She has mixed her wine. Afarcha shulchana, she set her table, and shulchana raseh tikra al gabe mirome kares. She sent forth her maidens, she calls, on top of the heights of the city. Now, Chachmas Bansa Beisa, Zumi Das Hoshiala Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shebar has Kol Olam Kuli, built the entire world. Chatzvah Mudeh HaShiva, and she has hewn out her seven pillars. Ela Shiva Yemei Bereishis. These are talking about the 7 days of Bereishis. Tavcha Tivcha Mascha Yena Af Archa Shulchana. She prepared her meat and mixed her wine. She has also set her table. Elu, this is referring to Yamu Minahar Sechotzache Olam, the rivers and the seas and the rivers and everything that the world needs. And then after, we have the entire banquet that Kosh Baruch Hu invites the guests. Shalchan Araseh Tikra, send forth her maiden, she calls Adam and Chava. This is talking about Adam and Chava. Algape Merome Kares, but it says on top of the heights of the city, Rabbi Berbechanma, Ramik Siv, we have a Tupsukim that contradict. Al Gape, it says on top of the heights, which sounds like Adam Rishon, he was up and high, Uksiv Al Kise, but then it says on a seat, which shows that maybe he wasn't as Chashev, he was lower than we think. Betchila Al Gape, no, really, it started off originally that he was on heights, Lubasov Al Kise, but then afterwards he ended up that he was on the seat. Says Rashi, Kishesarach Nitrat. After the chait went down, Mi Pesi Yosor Hina Chasar Lev Amarlo. Whoever is simple, let him turn aside here. He who lacks understanding, she told him. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mi Pito Lazeh. Who persuaded was Mefata, right? This person, meaning Adam Arishon, to go and to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Isha Amrlo was a woman who came along and told him, this woman, who is like we say in the Pasuk, like the lacking of understanding, that told him to do it. And how do we know that that's referencing this woman? Dersiv, Noif Isha Chaser Leif. The Pasuk says, also in Mishle, one who commits adultery with a woman lacks understanding. Okay, Tanya went to the Baisa. Hari Meir Omer, Adam Arishon Mikola Olam Kulo, Chutzbar Afro. Adam Arishon, he came, it was gathered from all the dust of the entire world. Shenemar Golmi Ra'u Einecha. Like David says about Hashem, that your eyes beheld my unshaped form. Uksiv, Ki Hashem Einav Mishotatos Mikola Aretz. And we're in a thing over here. Got to put these together. Okay, so this is not found in the Yaakov. We take it out. Okay, the first pasuk says that your eyes beheld unshaped form is saying that Adam's form was taken from every place that Hashem, so to speak, saw. And then the pasuk says afterwards that his eyes sweep over the entire earth, which is teaching that the range of vision includes every place. And therefore we learn that Adam's clay was collected from all over the world. All right, that's Rashi brings that pasuk there also. Amar Rav Hoshaya Yom Yishmei Derav, Adam HaRishon, beep, turn the page. Lamechasam HaBeis, Gufo Mi Bavel. His guf, his body, was from Bavel. Says Rashi, that is that Al Shem Shahisa Amuka Nira Shemisham Lokech Ulokach Nase Mitzula. So his body came from the Ever Rosham Eretz Yisrael. His head came from Eretz Yisrael. Rashi Shahya Gavoa V'chashuv Mikol Haaretz. So this is above all the lands. And his Evarim, they came from other places. Rashi says, he had the rag of his hands and his legs. Misharat says, Mikol Olam, Kilu'elef Le'elek, we learned earlier. Anamalaf. Agvosav, his tachat, Amar Avacha, Me'akra da'agma, from the place Akra da'agma, which is Tif. Rashi says, Babavalavavahu, Amakmod, it's very amok, very deep. Amar Yochanan Bar Chanina, Shtemasi Shos, Havibiyam, the day is 12 hours. Shar Bishan Hos by Afro. The first hour of the day, Adam reached and the dust was gathered. Shnei Nasa Golem is made into a golem, which is like this big form of massive clump of stuff. Shlish is Nimtechu. Evariv, his Evarim, his limbs were stretched out. Revius, Nizukarbo Neshama, and Neshama is given to him. Chamishis, Amad Al Raglov, he stood up on his feet in the fifth, the Shishis Karashemos, in the sixth, he started calling all the names of the animals. Shvius is Davga Lo Chava. He was matched up with Chava. Shminis Alu Lemita Shnayim V'yardar Ba. In the eighth, two went to the bed, meaning Adam and Chava, and four came out. Adam and Chava V'kayin V'tiyumso, says Rashi, says Tosos, right? Yeah, there was Adam and Chava. Yeah, two kids. It was Cain and his twin sister. It came out. She is Nesava Shalolechom and Elon. The ninth hour is warned, don't eat from the tree. Asiris Sarach. And the tenth hour, Sarach, he did the Avera by eating from it. Chasasre Nidon. And the 11th, he was judged. Same as Nitrad Vahalachlo. And the 12th, he was kicked out. And he went. He went on his way. Shenemar. Adam Bikar Bar Bal Yalin. A man doesn't remain overnight in a place of glory. Right? And that was Adam Rishon. He wasn't able to survive that full day after. He didn't go on. Amar Rechama, Ein Chaya Rosh, let this Adam Elim Kain Nidma Loka Behema. A Chaya Ra, a wild animal, will not rule over a person unless he appears to him like an animal. In other words, if a person is acting like an animal. Shanemar Nimshal Kabehemas Nidmu, like the Pasuk says, he is ruled when they appear like animals. Okay, Shah Besalf Arami Simon. When to create Adam Rishon. Or Adam, man, Barakas Achas, Mishal Malachi Asharis, he created this group of Malachim. Amar Lahem, he says, Amar Sonchim, Nasa Adam B'Salmanim, he says, should we make Adam in our image? Amar Lahem, they said to him, Bona Shalol, Ma Maisav, what is he going to do? Amar Lahem, Kach V'Kach Maisav, like this is what they're going to do, like this, like that. Well, the final is in front of me, Bona Shalom. Ma'anush kisgrano, ben Adam kisim kedanu. What is a frail man that you should remember him, the son of a person that you should be mindful of him. Right? In other words, why would you create them and do a vera? So shit espo katana benim with seraphim, because we'll put his espa katana between them and he burnt them up. So too with the second group. Kashlish is Amar Lefan, the third group said in front of me, Bono Shalom. Rishonim Shar Amar Lefanecha Ma'ilu. How did it help? What did they do? Didn't help anything by saying anything. And Kol Olam Kulo Shalchahi, Shalchahu, the entire world belongs to you. Kol Mashi Tavu Tzalas Osmalam Chazasi, whatever you want to do, do. Kim Shigil Anshi Dor Mabul, Anshi Dor Flago. But then when it came to Anshi Dor Mabul and Flago, the people, of the Mabul and the dispersion, Shemaseh Mekul Kolam, his actions were like all messed up. Amar Lefan, they said, it wasn't good what the Rishonim said in front of you, like the ones that you burnt up over here by saying it's not worth creating them. Amar Lehem, Kosbo said back, Vaad Zikna Anihu, Avad Seva Ani Esbo. Says Esbo. Until old age, I am he. Until old age, I will be able to bear them, right? I'm gonna, no matter what happens, I love them. I'm every them rav. Adam Rishon, so far, I'm so far, it's so far, but at so far, Adam Rishon is from one end of the world to the other. Says Rashi, Arko's width is length. Shinamar Lemina Yom Shabar, Lukim Adam, Ala Arid, so mix a shemayim by Kitse Shemayim, from one end to the other. Right, Rashi says me, Katsa, Katsa. Came in Shasarach, but once he did Avera, and Yechak Kodesh Baruch Hu Yado Valav Umiato. Kashwal put his hand on him and he made him smaller. Shanim at the Pasuk says, Achor Vikedim, Sertani Vitesh Salai Kapecho. It says about back in front, you formed me, and you placed your palm upon me. Rashi Shnei Suros Du Patsufun, right? Like the Gemara Bracha stuff, Samachav, and it was built. like male and female like together. I'm Rabbi Lazar, Adam Rishon min ha'aretz ad l'rekiyahaya. He was from the land until the firmament, until the heavens. Shenam l'mena yom ha'shabar l'kim ha'adam ala aretz ha'mikseh ha'shamayim. Mekim ha'tzach, when Zidna ve'er, yichal ha'shbaruch yodo olav miyato. Shenam ha'achor v'kedem sartani, back and forth, you form me, and put your hand upon me. Kashu kriyak ha'adadi. Ha'adadi, this psukim ha'rekasha, is it from shamayim to aretz, or is it from left to right, you know, mikatzel katzem? For the Gemara, idividi chadamidu. These are both the same measurement, the same size. Adam Rishon spoke in Aramaic. Shenemar v'lima yokru re'echa kel. And he said, and to me, what is, meaning Adam, how great are re'echa, Hashem? Re'echa means your thoughts. As Rashi, basa galmi, roe necha, ksiv oso mizmor, right, so we see he spoke in Aramaic. What does it mean when it says this is the book of the generations of Adam? Like, what kind of book are we talking about? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, door, v'dor shav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed each generations and what's going to come from it. Door, v'chachamav, each generation and their chachamim. Kevin Shigil, door shav, Rekiva. When he got to the generation of Rabbi Akiva, Samach b'sarasso v'nis'atzei b'misasso. Right? He was Samach, he was happy over his Torah, but he was sad over him dying. Amar v'lima yakru re'echa. And he said out, and to me, how great are your thoughts, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adam Rishon was a min, was a heretic. Says Rashi, no televodas chacham. You guess he was leaning towards, he was inclined towards the vodazara. Shemar says v'yikra Hashem elokim el Adam v'yomer lo ayeka. He says, ayeka, where are you? Unnata libcho, which means where is your heart turned? Aravisa gomer moshech baralos haya. Adam Rishon, he pulled on his arla in order to cover up his breasts. It says over here, Adam and they, like Adam, violated the breasts. Ksiv Hasam says over there is Brisi Hefer. It says that my breasts he has violated. From the first pasuk, we can learn that Adam violated the breasts, and from the second one, we can learn that the breasts that he's talking about, bris mila. Rav Nachman Amar Kofer Beikar. He was a Kofer Beikar. He denied HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Or denied the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ksev HaKadosh says over here, Avru Bris, that they, like Adam, violated the Bris. Ksev HaSem, that's a Pasuk in Hosea. Ksev HaSem, and it says over there, in Yirmiyahu, when they see Yerushalayim all destroyed, Ksev HaSem, for Amun Allah share Azvu, is Bris Hashem Elohim. And it says, and they're going to say the Yidden would get punished because they abandoned the covenant of Hashem, their God. They did avodah zarah. So in the first passage, we learn that the Adam went against the bris. And the second one, we can learn that the bris is talking about avodah zarah. Tanana, some we learned in a Mishnah over there. Mishnah in Perkei Avot. Rabbi Elazar, may every shakad lo matara be diligent to learn the Torah. V'damash toshla because you should know what to answer to. And Apikores says Rashi, "Habe lahabal haviraim in a Torah ledivrei hatzdukim." Know how to answer up. You know the Torah well to know to answer them up. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Lo shana lebikores tovikham. We're talking about because it's a guy. Lebikores is so, but if it's a yid, be careful. Kosher came to fuck the fuck at tefei. Be careful because he became worse. Rashi sharei hikir v'kafar. He knew, and he still denied it. And we talk kach medaktik v'lotucha la'ashivo davar mekubalo. And it's really, really hard. You know, he went against it. It's really hard to convince him that what he did was wrong. You know, to leave the Torah. Amar Rav Yochanan, komakum shaparku aminim. Whenever the aminim heretics used to bring a pasuk, you know, for their shtek, shuvasa mitzian. You could see the tshuva, the answer to what they brought. It is right there on the side, whatever they ask. Okay, let's see. Nasa Adam Betzalmenu. We find that the pasuk says, "Let's make man Betzalmenu in the plural." Va'omer va'yivra elukim. It's Adam Betzalmenu. But then after the next pasuk says, Hashem does it in the singular. He created man, right, in His image. Havanir devinivles vasam shem vasam. This is talking about the door haflaga. Let's go down and descend there and confuse your speech. Va'yivra Hashem liros is here. Well, then it says only Hashem went down. So it's nice talking in plural, but it really means in the singular. Kisham. Niglu elav elukim, right? It says because Yaakov, he built the Mizbech and Bethel, because there Hashem had appeared to him, and Niglu in the plural had appeared to him. Lokel ha'one osi bayom tzirasi. But a few psukim earlier, it says that Yaakov went to Bethel to build the Mizbech to Hashem who answers. Right, Lakel Haone Osi Beyom Tzerasi in the time when I'm in Sara, and that is written in the singular. Kimi Goy Gadol Asher Lo Elokim Krovim Elav. For who is the nation so great that Elokim Hashem are so close to them in the plural? Are close in the plural? Hashem Elokeinu B'chol Kareinu Elav. And then the pasuk finishes like Hashem our God whenever we call Him, which is Yachid. So again. Every question these heretics are going to ask about what's written in the plural, but it's also written right next to it in the Yachid. So it goes ahead and answers up all of these questions that they're asking. Mikamcha Yisrael, Goy Echa Ba'aretz, Asher Holchu Elokim, and who is like a nation, like B'nai Yisrael, one nation of the land that God went, the Holchu Elokim in the plural, Liftos Lo La'am, but then it says to redeem for him, for himself, and the individual, and the Yachid, a people. Add in the pasuk in Daniel, which a vision of the bees in Shalmaila, different. There were different thrones, and seemingly it's pointing towards two gods. Adi Karsavan Remiv. Pasuk says that Daniel watched until thrones were set up. It says it's Yashua Kisos, the Mash Mishnayim. It's why there's two. V'atik Yom Yisiv. But then the pasuk says, and the Ancient of Days. Meaning Hashem, he sat. Yosef, he sat in the singular. Rashi says Yechidi sat by himself. Anach Lamali. Rekta Gamar. Okay, but why do we need all these things over here? Why do you use plural if really it's singular? Kidi Rav Yochanan, like Rav Yochanan, Dam Rav Yochanan. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "Daver Elim Kim Nimlach B'Malei Shamayla." Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't do until he goes and he consults with his heavenly posse. Shenamar b'gzeras irin pisgama meimar kadishin sheilsa. Right, by decree of wakeful ones is the matter, and by word of the holy ones is the sentence. Frankly, Amara hotenach kule. Okay, that makes sense. Everything except adi karsin remiv until the thrones are set up. Ma'ikel meimar. What do you want to say with the two thrones over here, which seems to be saying two different leaders? For the Gemara, to echad lov echad ledavid. One was him, one through David Melch, Titania. Echad lov echad ledavid. The Rabbi Akiva Zegzakt. Rabbi Akiva. Omer lo Rabbi Yosef. Yosef says back to him, Akiva, admatei taos eshchinucho. How are you going to behave in such a way that you're behaving, singing Hashem, sitting next to a mortal man? Says Rashi Shatam Moshe Basav Adamet. So you're putting Hashem next to, you're putting a person in the Basav Adamet next to Hashem. Ela Echad Din Vechad Tzedaka. One of them is for Din, is for justice, and one of them is for Tzedaka. That's for charity. Wow. Kibla Mine or Lo Kibla Mine? Did Rabbi Akiva accept his opinion or not? Toshema, the time of the Braisa, Echad Din Vechad Tzedaka. Rabbi Akiva clearly does accept because he said himself. Amar Rabbi Lazar Ben Azariah. Akiva Malach Eitzel Agada. What do you have to do with Agada over here? Kalach Eitzel Negayim Baolos. Go to learn Negayim in Olos. In other words, this is not your expertise. Go into the ideas of, Negayim in Olos, to intense ideas with Tara. Ella Echad Lekisev Echad Lesrafref. One of them was for God's chair and one for his stool. That's what Religion of Desire is saying. Kisei leishiv lo, the chair is from the sin, and shrafif lo, the merglov, that is for his fitzelach. From his kapala to his fitzelach. Amar Rabbi Nachma, and hayman de yadol, adurin mi le minim keravidis. Someone is going to respond to these minim, to the heretics. I'm as good as Ovid Yislahadri. Go ahead and respond. If you don't know, then don't respond. Amar Hahumina Lirav Idis. There was this man who spoke up to Rav Idis. Ksiv Ve'al Moshe Amar Aleil Hashem. Says in the Pasuk in Shemos, it says that to Moshe he said, Aleil Hashem. Go up to Hashem. Alei Limi Bayili. He should have said, come up to me, because it's Hashem talking over here. Right? So now it sounds like there's two different gods over here. One told Moshe to go up, and the other one who Moshe, you know, was commanded to go up to. Yeah. Amar Lei Zeo Mitartron Shishmo Kishim Rabo. Says, no. The one that spoke to Moshe was the Malach Mitartron, whose name is like the name of his master. Says Rashi, Zeo Mitartron, who Amar Allah El Hashem, go up to Hashem. Sheshmo Kishim Rabo Hashem, Lefikach Lo Hiske Shmo, because of Stam, therefore in Reddit. Tachsev Vishmi Bekirbi. Dechsev, as the pasuk says, Kishmi Bekirbo, my name is within him. This is Hashem saying to Moshe that he's not going to directly lead of the Yidden when they're traveling, but he's going to send a malach to do it. And this malach, Matachron, caused Hashem cautioned Vinisol not to rebel against him, for my name is within him. And when it says this, it's showing that he's like the name of Hashem. Yihachi. If it's truly true that the Malach is your name, then we should worship him as well. He says, no, you don't worship him. Yeah. So this heretic said back, okay, Yahachi Niflachulei. If that's true, then we should go and serve this Malach also. He says, come on, no, he says back, Siv Al Tamerbo says, don't exchange for him. Which means, Al Tamireinu Bo, don't exchange me for him. Imkin Lisa Lepishachim. If it's true, then the next words in the Pasuk must mean that he can't forgive your sins. Lamali, why do I need that? What do I need you to tell me that? What's it coming to tell me? So Yachin Nifukula Erez was this Atamabo. Atamarena boats don't exchange him for me. In Cain, lo Hashem, did I lose my place? If so, then the next words in the pasuk have to mean that he can't forgive your sins. Lamali, why is he needed then? Like, what are we doing with this person over here? Amalei hemnusa biyadan. We believe that he has no power to forgive. Imkain, if this is true, then lo yisa lepeshachem, when it says afterwards that he can't forgive your sins, lamali, what do I need that for? Amaleihem menusa biyadan. He says to this min, this heretic, that indeed our belief that Mitzvah has no power to forgive, that Philip of Friar, and we, the Yidden, refuse to accept him, even as Hashem Shliach, to lead us. Tichsev, Vayomer, I love, Im Ein Panecha Holchem, Moshe says to Hashem, that if your presence is accompanying us, do not bring us up from here. Right? We better stay in the desert than be brought out by somebody else other than you. You should be the only one that's bringing us out. Amarle, another story. Amarle, who mean a little Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. Kemi spoke to him, he says, Ksiv, Hashem him to us, Sodom, Elamor, God for strange means Hashem. That says in the Pasuk Hashem, rain down on Sodom and Amor, sulfur and fire from Hashem. He told me by Elay. She said, from him, why did he say Hashem afterwards? Amarle, who Kobe, so there was a launderer that spoke up and said to Rabbi Shmuel, Shafke, no, I'm Hadjarn Elay. Leave him, this man, I'm going to answer him. And then he said, you don't even have a question. Dechsev, Ayomer Lemech Lanashav, it says, and Lemech said to his wives, Adav Atzila Shaman Koli Neshe Lemech. Adav Atzila, hear my voice, wives of Lemech. He should have said, listen to me, right? Neshaimi Bayalei. But he should have just said, my wives. Ela Mishtai Kroy Hachi. This is the way of the Pasuk to speak, and you know, to repeat certain things over here. Hachanami Mishtai Kroy Hachi. Here to the Pasuk, just, you know, just a repeat
particular words, but it doesn't mean that there's more than one Hashem. Amalei minalacha says, how do you know? And for the kobes, the laundromat guy, Mipirka de Rabbi Meir Shmieli, said, I heard it from a shir from Rabbi Meir. Now she says, Shamikra zeh tshuva lazeh. The ones, you know, the pasuk is the answer for another one. Diyam Rabbi Yochanan, ki hava darish Rabbi Meir Pirka, when he would darish in his lectures, hava darish tilsa shmaisa, he would do one third halacha, tilsa agata, a third agata, and tilsa masle. And one masle is in mashallah, masle. Vam Rabbi Yochanan, gomesh mishalos shualim, hailo Meir. Meir had 300 mishalim when it came to foxes. Right, to get over this message is Va'anu Yesh Lanu Elashalo in Lanu Elashalo. So we only have three things of what did the facts say? Beep, turn the page. Lamites Avos Yochlu Boser Vishine Abanim Tikhena. The fathers have eaten unripe grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. That is where does Mishalim learn that for? That's one. Moses Tzedek on the Tzedek, who just balances and weights. Tzadik Mitzara, Nechalok Vayova Rosh, Dachtav, the righteous is saved from trouble, and the wicked comes in his place. As Rashi comes in, he points out these three parables are in, these Mishalim are brought out with the fox and the wolf. The fox once tried to trick the wolf by telling him that if you would go into a Jewish chatzer on a Friday, and help them get prepared for Shabbos, and they would let him eat with him on Shabbos. So the wolf tried to come in, and the residents ran away with ran after him with sticks until they were left. So the wolf wants to kill the fox. He's all upset, and the fox says to him, now, because of your father who once began, you know, to help them prepare the food, and then he ate all their stuff. So the wolf said, I was beaten because of my father? He said, yep. The fathers have eaten unripe grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. And his children are punished for their fathers if they continue in their ways over here. But come with me and don't worry, I'm going to give you, you can go and you can eat, you'll be good. So the wolf went with the fox. And they came to a well. There was a beam that was across the top of it. And there was a rope and a bucket tied to each end of it that was lying over the beam. And the fox jumped into the upper bucket and he went down into the well. And the other bucket rose to the top. So the wolf said, what are you doing in there? And the fox said, there's meat and there's cheese over here enough that you'll be good to go. And he showed him the reflection of the moon over there in the water. It looked like this cheesecake, big thing of cheese. And the wolf said, how do I get there? So this is getting the other bucket. So the wolf climbed to the other one. This bucket went down and lifted up the fox to the top. So the wolf then said to the fox, how can I get out? I want to get back up. So the fox says, like this pasuk, the righteous is saved from trouble and the wicked comes in place. When evil is decreed on a righteous person, he's saved from it. If he's saved from it, the evil will fall onto a wicked person in his place. Right? So it doesn't say, everybody's going to get their fair share. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.